Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Well, let's go to the restaurant in the corner for some pizza. What do you think?
Well, Peter, I'd hate to rain on your parade, but it turns out that's the dirtiest pizza place in all of Beijing.
How do you find out?
Well, I saw it posted on the web that the place got shut down after a health inspection.Turns out they have a big, big cockroach problem.
Really?
Yep, so we'll never be able to eat that pizza again.
Well, I was quite regular before.
Yes, I know. It was our favorite little place to go, but it's no more.
All right. 那么刚才呢，我们开了一个玩笑。听完节目呢，让我们一起呢去吃那披萨。Sam 听完之后说，是不是那个拐角的那个披萨店？我说是啊。Sam 说最好不要去了，因为呢那家饭馆呢，由于卫生不达标，里面的这个蟑螂或其他的东西太恶心了。被政府呢给关停了 shut down 那么对我来讲 Sam 用 rain on your parade 令我扫兴的一件事情我本来想做完节目想去呢但是呢我去不了所以呢我觉得非常的 disappointed 那么我们用我们昨天讲到的 idiom rain on your parade 表示说 something make you disappointed
Well it can be a good news or a bad news right? Yeah, well it's always bad news If you really want to do something but I have bad news for youThen I'm going to be raining on your parade.
Well, in this case, it's good news, right?
Well, it's bad news because we like the pizza. It's good news because we're not going to be exposed to that kind of dirty level
like cockroaches.
Yes.
All right. So what about today's idiom, Sam?
Well, we're still sticking with the rainy idiom.
Mm-hmm.
Today's idiom is rainy day.
Well, simple.
Yeah.Pretty simple, right? A rainy day.
Right. 那么今天的一点听起来非常的简单叫下雨的那一天 rainy day.
Was anything special? Well, no. I mean, it just means that today is a rainy day.
It rained a lot or downpours or shower or drizzle.
Well, I know during rainy days, I don't feel that happy.
Right.
So maybe
moody,
kind of, yeah.
stay home.
Right. Maybe it's like a moody idiom.
Right. 那么说今天那个 rainy day 看起来非常的简单就是说下雨的那一天但是呢它有另外一层意思下面呢我跟 Sam 放到对话里面大家看一看这个 rainy day 在我们对话当中如何的使用
Hey boss, have you seen the budget report for year 2016 yet?
Oh yeah, Peter, I did take a look at your budget report and you know what, overall it looks really great.
Alright.
Just one area we need to make a little bit of a change.
So what is it, please?
Well, that's the rainy day fund we have set aside.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know it's normally about 5% that we set aside as a rainy day fund, but you know what? Lately, the economy has been really, really unpredictable.
Right.
And a lot of downsides. So because it's so dangerous, I think we should set aside maybe 10%.
10%, right.
For the rainy day fund. That way, no matter what problems we encounter, we should have enough money to make sure that we can get through the problems.
Okay, no problem. I will do adjustment right now.
Okay. Thank you, Peter.
刚才的对话呢我作为一个员工跟我老板呢汇报我的工作情况问老板说我2016年的预算报告他是否看过了 Sam 说看过了基本上没有问题但是呢有一个小小的问题就是说呢我们的应急准备金的数量呢有所不足那么 Sam 用到了一个词组 Rainy Day Fund Rainy Day Fund 前面这个 Rainy Day 它跟这个雨天没有任何的关系它表示说应急的意思后面的 FUND 表示说那个基金那么说在我的报告当中他认为那5%的比例呢有点太低了因为明年的经济呢不会特别的乐观我们有可能遇到比较大的困难所以呢我们最好呢把这个应急的准备金呢调到10%我听完之后说没有问题那么我马上做这个适当的调整 No problem 所以今天我们讲这个 rainy day 翻译成中文呢是应急的或者是呢未雨绸缪的意思 So could you give us another example using rainy day
Yeah, sure. Well, you know what? Oftentimes, when you and I talk about the family, when it comes to finances,
right?
We talk about something called the nest egg.
Uh-huh.
Now, the nest egg is a little bit different than like a rainy day fund.
Right.
The nest egg is something or some money the family puts away for something good,
mm-hmm.
like a vacation,down payment on a house, college fund, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But a rainy day fund, well, when it comes to the family, you never know when the car will break down, maybe a water pipe in the house is going to break, or a refrigerator is broken. So, how do we pay for these unexpected or unforeseen problems? Well, that all comes from a rainy day fund.
那么 Sam 刚才解释了一下我们原来讲过的一个词组叫 nest egg， 它翻译成中文呢是一个人或一个家庭的急需。它这个急需呢，它的目的呢是为了做一件大事，或者说我们愿意做的一件事情，比如说我们去旅行、买房子、买车，或者为孩子的支付教育的费用。那么这笔钱是我们愿意支出的。但是我们今天讲这个 rainy day funds or rainy day money， 它表示说我们生活当中不愿意发生，或者说呢那种意想不到的事情有可能发生，那么我们需要呢把一些钱准备好了。所以这两笔钱呢都是说我们可能要花的钱，但是呢一个是我们愿意去支付的一笔钱，而另外一笔钱呢我们尽量不愿它发生。
So when it comes to money, we can put money away for a rainy day,
right.
But maybe there's some other things that we need. Like for example, maybe we put aside a little extra water, like some bottled water, some canned food for a rainy day. You just never know, like, or some candles.
Right.
You know, something that we really need when we lose something like electricity or we just can't go outside for some reason.
Right.那么同时呢，也可以使我们生活当中一些必要的物资，像水呀、蜡烛等等。比如说，我们家里面可能备一两个蜡烛，以备呢突然停电来使用。那么这种东西呢，也可以叫 rainy day equipment, or rainy day supply or something.
Yeah, basically, they're just the supplies you need when some sort of bad thing happens.
Right. I realize some people, particularly young people, they don't have much rainy day money.
Now, I think the younger generation, well, they haven't gotten so wise about the future,
right.
So they just focused on the now. So all the money they just spend now on whatever they want,
right.
They don't plan too far for the future.
If you check their bank account, there ain't no money, they're only less than $10.
So that's probably the saying, they live from paycheck to paycheck.
Paycheck. All right, so that's for today's idiom. And now let's go to part two of today's show, which is book study. Hit the book.
Yeah, hit the book. Now, Peter, I know we've been talking about how to gain more money when it comes to working at a restaurant, like tip-wise. Are we still talking about that?
Well, that's it, because we gave out 9 tips already.
Yes.
It should be enough. It helps you to maximum your tip.
Okay, 9 is enough.
Right, your tip will roll a huge amount of money.
Yes, we hope so, yeah.
All right. And today we will go to a new topic. This topic is very related to our everyday life. You see, sometimes, particularly young girls or young people, they prefer post the picture online on the social media. In China, WeChat.
Yeah, right? Social media is huge thing right now. Yeah, like you said, especially for young people, but it's funny that even parents get involved now in social media because they kind of want to be involved in the young people's lives.
Right, they post a picture when they wake up, when they go to the restaurant, and when they have a feast or something, so we know that we can keep track of what they are doing now.
Yes, their whole life is posted online.
Right. Well, this is okay, well, except some situation you've got to be very, very careful.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of personal information we don't want to expose to other people.
今天我们谈论的话题呢，是跟我们生活当中经常发生的一件事情有关，就是说我们在做事情之后会拍一些照片，然后呢上传到网上。比如说我们在吃饭的时候觉得这个食物非常的好，可以 take picture and post it online。有的时候呢自己做一件非常好玩的事情，也可以呢上传到我们的社交媒体上。这都没有问题，但是呢有些情况大家呢一定要小心了，有些信息尽量不要在社交媒体上呢 get listed and get exposed.
Yeah, so we know there's quite a few things we don't want to post, but we're talking about something more specific today.
Right, 那么今天呢我们讲一个非常重要的场景，那么如果大家不小心，那么你个人的安全可能会受到威胁。 Alright, so before we go to the detail, now let's check vocab first.
Yes.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Firstly, for our hit the books is chances are. Two words. Chances are. Chances is C-H-A-N-C-E-S. Chances are.
今天的第一个词组 chances are 翻译成中文是很有可能的，它就等同于 it is likely, it isPossible.
Yeah, exactly. It's very likely, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Okay, next is the word destination. Destination. D-E-S-T-I-N-A-T-I-O-N. Destination.
第二个单词 destination 翻译成中文是我们旅行的目的地 destination.
Next is the word snap. Snap. S-N-A-P, snap.
第三个单词 snap 在这里面呢，它表示说我们拍照片的那个拍摄的动作往往是特别快的拍摄 snap a picture.
Yeah. Next we have boarding pass. Boarding pass. Two words. Boarding is B-O-A-R-D-I-N-G. Pass, P-A-S-S. Boarding pass.
下一个词组是我们在坐飞机的时候呢一定要有的一个东西，不然话呢你就上不了飞机，叫做登机牌 boarding pass. 因为这个单词 board 表示说登上一个交通工具的动词，后面加个 ing 变成它的一个名词形式 boarding pass.
Next we have social media. Also two words.Social media. Social is S-O-C-I-A-L, media, M-E-D-I-A.
下一个词组 social media, 翻译成中文是社交媒体，在我们中国呢叫 WeChat, 微信是一个很好的社交媒体。
Next we have brag about. Brag about. Brag is B-R-A-G, brag about.
下一个词组表示一个人在吹牛，They brag about, 或者是吹嘘某件事情。
We never like a person who brags about themselves.
Right.
But if you brag about something, hey, this is such a great phone, this is such a great car, well, that doesn't bother people too much.
Right. 如果说呢，你买了一件好的东西，然后呢，自己呢炫耀一下 doesn't matter. 但如果说你自己是一个多好的人，大家会觉得，这个人听起来有些 something wrong with him, right?
Yeah. Next, we have post. Post.P-O-S-T, post.
下一个单词非常简单 post. 但是呢这个单词跟我们原来讲到的 the post office, 邮局没有任何的关系，它是一个动词，表示说我们把自己的图片或者一些文字呢上传到社交媒体上，那么这个动作呢叫 post, 发布的意思 post.
Next we have cyber. Cyber. C-Y.B-E-R, cyber.
下一个词 cyber 翻译成中文是网络的意思或网络空间。
The next word is nefarious. Nefarious. N-E-F-A-R-I-O-U-S, nefarious.
下一个单词是个形容词，翻译成中文是邪恶的， means evil.
Yep, so like you'll hear about a nefarious criminal, or something like that. Next we have, and lastly, barcode. Two words.Bar code, B-A-R code, C-O-D-E.
最后一个词组是我们在商品上会经常发现的一个东西，翻成中文叫条形码 barcode.
Yeah, but now we scan a lot of things, but it basically looks like instead of a bunch of lines, a bunch of little boxes. Like, for example, you can scan it with WeChat.
Alright.
But I think that's called like a QR code or something. That's not the same as a barcode.
It's a different code, right?
It's a different code, but it's similar to the barcode, just maybe can contain more information.
Right. Do you think you need a separate scanner so that it can read or decode the information in the barcode?
Yeah, but you know what's great is a lot of our cell phones have that technology. And actually WeChat has this kind of scanner.
Scanning, functions, right?
Yes.
Alright, let's go to the details. So, in which area and where are we supposed to be very careful before we send our information online?
Okay, well, if you haven't guessed from the vocabulary, well, we're about to tell you. Here we go.
Alright.
Chances are you've already done it. You're at the airport, checked in, and excited to be going on your plane journey to a new destination. So, you snap a photo of your boarding pass,with your flight number and destination listed and share it with your friends and followers on social media. If you're really lucky, you might be bragging about your seat number if it's particularly low. 1A means you're in the best seat in the plane, in either first or business class. But generally speaking, a low number on your boarding pass is worth bragging about. But you should think twice before posting that photo online, a security expert warns.Security expert Brian Krebs revealed on his cybersecurity blog last week that your boarding pass contains far more information about you than you might think, and posting a photo of it online can make this data available for nefarious purposes. Krebs said that the barcode or QR code contained on a boarding pass can contain information about you, including your future travel plans or your frequent flyer details.
文中第一句话呢没有透露出具体的什么事情，但是只是说了 Chances are you already done it， 很有可能这些事情你已经做了，我相信呢很多人已经做了。 A lot of people have done it already.
And that's because social media is not a new thing.
Right.
It's been around for a while, and so people love posting pictures of everything.
Right.
And when you have a boarding pass,That kind of allows you to brag, like, hey, look, I'm going to travel somewhere.
Right, 那大家想想自己到机场的时候呢，如果办完了登机手续 after you check in, everything's done, you're sitting there waiting for your flight, so it's a perfect chance for you to take picture of yourself, of the surroundings,
yeah.
maybe your favorite airlines,
yep.
and post it online.
Yeah.
And plus, your boarding pass.
Yes.Because your boarding pass, well, it shows that for 100% you are going to travel. You're not just trying to trick people, right?
Right.
And it also shows you the interesting destination that you will go to.
Right, 所以大家到机场之后呢，首先呢，把自己的所有的东西办完了，坐下来，开始呢，拍一些照片，同时呢，通过照片让你的朋友知道你准备去什么地方。那么更重要的一点，自己拿出自己的Boarding pass, 登机牌，然后拍一个照片，同时呢，上传上了一个社交媒体上，我们现在最多的是 WeChat, 上到微信里面，跟你的朋友一起共享你的 travel.
Yeah. So when a friend of yours or a relative, whatever, looks at your picture, oh wow, they can see the destination on your boarding pass,、
mm-hmm.
then they start asking you questions, really? I didn't know you're taking a trip to Hawaii or、
right.
to Shanghai, something like that.
Right. 文中有一个很好的词叫 snap a photo, 表示说、
yeah.
非常快的照一个照片，用一个 snap a photo.
Yeah, actually, I think there's an app called Snapchat.
Right.
It's basically like you just snap a photo of yourself, and then boom, it automatically gets posted online.
同时呢，在你的登机牌上，你会显示出你的航班号 ，your flight number， 以及呢你的目的地 destination. 比如说 ，I'm going to Hawaii, see the beach, get the sunshines and a dance. Maybe go to the South Korea for shopping. Right?
Yeah, sure. Makeup products,
makeup
products,
like shopping spray.
Or maybe we're going to get some plastic surgery.
You'll be a totally different person when I come back.
Yeah, so included on your boarding pass is your before and after photo, right?
Right, 所以大家在去韩国的话呢，一定要小心了。你去之前和去之后，你的形象会有所不同，因为你去的目的非常的简单，去 do a plastic surgery, 去整容去了。But sometimes people also want to show their friends, you know, how lucky he or she is to get a pretty nice seat.
Yeah, so the article mentions a seat number.
Right.
We know that if you have a really big number, it probably means you're sitting at the back of the plane.
Mm-hmm.
But if your number is like 1A, 1 something, 2, wow, that means you've got one of the best seats on the airplane.
Right. 那么有些朋友呢，如果说比较有钱的话呢，如果坐头等舱或者是商务舱的话，他会把自己的座位号呢，跟朋友们一起分享。比如说，我文章里提到的一次 1A, 第一排的这个 A 座。表示说你在整个这个航班里面你的座位是最好的，那你觉得非常的自豪，你会把这个东西呢 post it online, 同时作为一个炫耀的资本， you can brag about it, 对这个事情大大的吹嘘一番。
Now this is something I've never been to brag about, because I'm too poor to be able to afford a good seat. I'm always like 30, 40, 50,
right, in the economy class, right?
Yep, you see Sam sitting at the back of the plane next to the crying baby.
但是呢，我们文中出现了一个网络安全专家，他给了我们一个 warning, 一个提示，说 well, you have to think twice before you post the picture online. 在你上传这个图片之前，一定要三思而行。为什么 ？Why?
Yes. Well, it seems like it's a lot of fun. You're just having a good time, bragging a little bit about where you're going. But a security expert warns us that there's a lot of information, some you would never even imagine is on there, that's all included on our boarding pass.
网络安全专家指出来，我们的登机牌上所含有的信息远远超出了你的想象。
Now, this was all posted on Brian Krebs' cybersecurity blog.
同时呢，他指出来，如果说你的这些信息被不良分子利用的话，对你的安全会产生一定的威胁。文中提到了一个词叫 nefarious purposes。
Yes.
如果你的朋友一般没有问题，但是呢，你有的时候呢，你的朋友把你的信息再转发，就有可能这些信息被一些不良分子所利用。
Now, the boarding pass always contains a barcode or like a more modern version of the barcode called the QR code.
Right.
And now, if your friends are looking at your boarding pass, they're not going to think, hey, let's see if I can scan that code and see what it means. They don't care about the code. But if someone has a nefarious purpose or some sort of intent in mind, they can find a way to scan that code.
Right. 大家会认为呢，在我们登机牌上仅仅有你的飞行的日期、你的名字或者是你的座位号，但是呢，条形码里面会有其他的信息呢 ，is hidden information， 是一个隐藏的信息。这些信息呢，你是看不出来的，只有需要一个相对比较专业的设备能够把所有的信息呢能够调出来。但是对你来讲，只是 your name, the date of flight, and your seat number. That's it.
Yes, you're right. But what can be included in that barcode information? The article mentions maybe your future travel plans, your frequent flyer details, and so on could be included within that little barcode.
那么说，除了我们刚才讲到的那些信息之外呢，在你的这个 barcode 里面，在这个条形码里面，还存有你的 future travel plan. What is a future travel plan?
Well, think about this. Maybe the plane ticket you have is just from our original destination to the connecting destination.
Right.
So that little code could even tell maybe where we're going to go after that.
Right.
And maybe like our return date and so on.
Right. 所以大家不要小看了那个条形码。它呢不仅仅能够告诉你你现在飞行的一个 starting point, 你的飞行的起点以及呢你这个航班的终点比如说从北京飞到 Los Angeles, 但是通过这个条码那个人或者说想获得你信息的人呢他可以知道你到洛杉矶之后如果再飞到 Chicago 再飞到 Washington 那么下面的航班通过这个条码都可以了解到那么如果说你的朋友知道 doesn't matter 但是说被其他人知道如果说对你呢有一些恶意的人知道的话呢这些信息的的确确会对你不利的
Yeah, I was thinking, you know what, if they can see that, oh lookThey don't come back to, maybe their hometown for another week. That means their house is going to be empty for a week. So, they have your name. Mm-hmm. They can maybe find out some other information.
Right.
So maybe they can find your address.
Address.
And hey, no one's living at your address for a whole week.
Right. 我举一个例子，比如说被一些不良分子获得你的信息之外，他会知道你在美国可能会待两个礼拜，那么你的家可能没有人。他通过网上信息找到你们家的地址，那么会对你的家会形成一定，比如说偷窃呀、或做一些什么坏的事情。因此呢，我们尽量呢不要把这些信息呢透露给不靠谱的这些人。不仅仅提到了你的 future travel plan， 同时还有你的 your frequent flyer details. So what is frequent flyer?
Well, if you are kind of like a VIP or you use a certain airline, quite frequently, then you can get a card. And basically all the miles that you add up, or kilometers, if you want to say, those will get added up and you'll get some points.
Right.
So maybe you can earn like a free flight after you get so many miles or kilometers.
Right. 我解释了一下什么是 frequent flyer details.那么在你的这个账号里面会含有你所有以前飞行的这些里程数的一个累积的一个 total mileage 飞行的总的里程数那么这个数量呢航空公司会给你一定的 bonus flight or bonus mileage right?
Yeah, they usually give you some sort of benefit
如果说你已经飞了一定的里数之后呢航空公司会给你一定的折扣或者是说呢给你一个短途的免费的旅行这些信息呢完全是非常 private information 不应该被第三人所了解因此呢我们通过刚才的讲解知道我们在这个 barcode 里面它所含的信息的的确确完完超出了我们的想象大家一定要保护好自己的privacy 自己的隐私的这些信息 So you have to think twice before you send this information online That's the warning from today's hit book
Yeah, but of course there's more that's included in that little barcode or frequent flyer information
So there's going to be more detailed information from tomorrow
Yes, and all that we'll talk about or tell you tomorrow
Right, and today's time is up and see you tomorrow
Goodbye everyone, hope to see you tomorrow
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收。
外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
一二三，起！
不用磨皮美白，不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染，千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take a body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better thanThey say that the world was built for two. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. Singing in the old bar, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame.Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild dogs, video game.
Is he alright?
He holds me in his big arms, drunken, I am seeing stars, this is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes, this is my idea of fun, playing video games. It's you, it's you.It's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world is built for two.Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. It's you, it's you, it's all for you.Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth.